A weak solidarity brekkie team listener. When I don't want to frighten you, listener, into diving under the covers and not coming out all day, but sadly, we must report that we've uncovered a gang of traitors who pose a serious threat to our national security. Perfidious practitioners of terrorism and anti-true blue Aussie treachery. These Indigenous people, and don't forget, these are the same anti-true blue Aussies who describe our great national day as Invasion Day. That says it all. Indigenous people who claim the area of the Bootaloo Basin earmarked for a bit of patriotic fracking held a protest on Tuesday claiming it would destroy their country, their water, their sacred sites, their history. Exposed the very next day when the Minister for Fracking Everything Up, Keith Pitpony, informed us the Beetaloo Basin fracking was a matter of national security. So let's hope those Indigenous traitors wake up to the damage they're causing and put the national interest first, national security first. In the interests of national security, allow their home, their water, their sacred sites, their history be destroyed. In an egregious display of arrogance, the UN of the US of the UN of the World Secretary General accused True Blue Aussie of failing miserably in addressing climate change. Quickly put in his place by Keith, who pointed out how we address climate change is a matter for True Blue Aussie, that we must protect our national security. Let a little bit of fracking and fossil extraction and related matters of national security generally contribute to our role in continuing Keith's awareness that there is no such thing as climate change anyway. It's our business and nobody else's. Except, same day, the Minister for Pollution, Susan Lees and Dregs, asked about yet another UNOV report about threats to the Great Barrier Reef, said, well, like Keith, this is a matter for True Blue Aussie, no business of... Well, no. Susan said addressing this problem was a matter for all countries, that True Blue Aussie couldn't do it on its own. So hang on. Simultaneously, climate change is a matter for True Blue Aussie and nothing to do with the rest of the world, and climate change is a matter for the rest of the world and nothing to do with True Blue Aussie. Can we suggest, with great respect to two honourable people, next time Keith and Susan get together, they also get their act together? And of course, there's absolutely no relationship whatever between fracking, the gas fracked, and the alleged, stress alleged, bleaching of the Great Barrier Reef. On such matters, thousands of school children who should be in the classroom and not on the streets, not seen and not heard, carried on that they would suffer from climate change long after the men and few women in suits in the fossil boardrooms and in government have gone to the great open cut in the sky. Get back to the classroom and leave these matters to Keith and Susan, who will exercise the duty of care to them she knows she doesn't have to exercise. Although in fairness to these children, carrying on about something that is the business of mature, responsible adults like the fossil boardrooms and Keith and Susan, in the classroom they are being educated by a pack of idiots, revealed by the Minister for Stuffing Up Everything He Touches, Stew Idiot Robert, who said he would give most teachers an F. Bit worrying, but I think he meant fail rather than... Well, anyway, good news, Stu. The week that was will give you a quadruple Z. Workers in South True Blue Aussie were whooping it up as a socialist government took over, with the new supremo Peter Malinauskas for profits exciting socialists by promising he would rule for the caring business class. I will be a pro-business leader who will work hand-in-hand with private enterprise. Caring business class oligarchs would be invited to meet with Cabinet every month. They will have a seat at the table. Pete franked his socialist credentials. And of course, evil unions will also have a seat at the table, Pete, be invited to meet with Cabinet. That might be a little more difficult. Obviously, it would give our opposition and the caring business class, understandably, the right to attack us for being too close to the union movement. You don't think some people might think you're being a bit too close to the oligarchs, the caring business class movement? I don't know where that came from. That is a ludicrous question. Who ever heard of government being too close to business? After all, we have been elected to govern a capitalist economy. Those working class credentials, of course, come from his background with the Shopping the Workers Union, or sorry, Association, which very definitely knows for whom it exists, and thus that explains why South Tubular Aussie workers are whooping it up. Now here's a blast from the past. Stephen Smith, remember him? He was, among other things, minister for being offensive and trained killing in the Root the Workers, Galling Hard, Root the Workers, Stab in the Back socialist government. I'd forgotten he ever existed, but he re-emerged this week, taking a new socialist job as senior advisor to a US of the UN of the US of the World company, specialising in advising on matters of trained killing, kicking off his new role attacking evil China for not attacking evil Russia. In other words, a dedicated socialist continuing his relentless devotion to working people, to the socialist cause. And I'm sure I can speak for all of us in wishing him luck in his new role, keeping trained killing and filling the coffers of the merchants of death on the agenda. Like our media, including the ABC, which we mentioned last week, turns out a conga line of mainly US OBS so-called experts on war is peace. One this week, non-US of this time, an academic on war is peace from Prague, asked about the threat of nuclear war, who informed us expertly that Ukraine is not a nuclear power, but NATO is, and evil Russia is. And I thought, my God, this is in-depth stuff. And then he suggested Ukraine made a mistake not retaining nuclear weapons after the breakup of the Soviet Union. And again, I thought, my God, wouldn't that work wonders now? And just perhaps it might, just might, have increased the threat of nuclear war. And in a news report Thursday, the ABC announced breathlessly, it's now official. Evil Russia has committed war crimes. The source? No less reliable than the US of State Department, renowned for its objective views on the world's bad guys, and even more pertinent, if anyone would know all about war crimes, it's the US of and the US of State Department. And there seems little doubt, and I say this seriously, that Russia is committing war crimes, but indeed we might ask which bit of train killing is not a crime. But it's important to understand that when the bad guys bomb and destroy and slaughter civilians, it's a war crime. When the good guys, including True Blue Aussie, carrying out our orders from Washington, bomb and destroy and slaughter civilians, it's collateral damage. So the good guys can never commit a war crime, and hence can righteously damn those who do. We remain very, very, very angry with evil China because evil China refuses to criticize evil Russia, or not criticize evil Russia with enough enthusiasm. So from Big Supremo Scuttlebim or Lash Sun, a.k.a. ScumO, through to Peter Duffer and Anthony Albanese and Penny Left Wing and our mainstream media, we are angry, angry, angry. And this week, ScumO held a meeting with our Indian ally, Narendam Non-Hindus Modi, claiming we share the same values. Like-minded liberal democracies, free societies that love liberty, freedom and democracy, the rule of law, all those qualities that distinguish democracy from evil, like evil China and evil Russia, which is all very well, except Modi too refuses to criticize evil Russia. But in this case, ScumO and Pete and Anthony and Penny and our mainstream media laud him for his values, like, presumably, his silence. Apparently accepting New Zealand's offer to accept no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people rotting on Nauru for years is no longer a backdoor trick, a subterfuge to cut back the True Blue Aussie, which has treated them so well for all those years. Because now ScumO and co have agreed to the offer, allowing the illegal boat people to resettle in New Zealand over the next 3 years. Bet they're hoping True Blue Aussie doesn't change its mind again after the election. But ScumO, if these people can resettle in New Zealand, why couldn't they resettle right here in True Blue Aussie? Well, obviously, because it's apparent the New Zealand government can win elections without having to resort to exploiting those seeking refuge and treating them like criminals. Finally, in the week that was sport, young Indigenous tennis champ Ash Barty called game, set and match, and good luck to her. I think she's one sports person whose sports personship made us all feel good. And her retirement led to people saying, we should all consider quitting when we're ahead. And I thought for most of us, the problem with that is the bit about getting ahead in the first place to be able to quit. Good morning.